Welcome back to Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro, Glenn Macnow. Time now to go back in Eagles history just a little bit, not too far, with our Santander legend of the game. It is Brian Westbrook, Eagles running back, member of the Eagles Hall of Fame. Brian joining us here. Brian, how are you today?
I'm doing well, guys. How are you?
Doing great. We've got some questions for you. Eagles, Redskins on Sunday. Glenn, why don't you begin?
Brian, when early in your career, you were part of a running back by committee under Andy Reid. It now looks maybe that's what they're going to have this year. LeGarrette Blount comes in. Wendell Smallwood comes back. They still have Darren Sproles. How do you see it being apportioned?
Well, I think they want to get Wendell Smallwood involved very early in the game. I think it's going to be, you know, he'll get between 10 and 15 carries a game because he has a lot of definite physical qualities that you want in this type of offense. He's quick to the hole. He has pretty good vision. He has decent speed. I think that he can be a back out of the backfield that can catch the football just a bit there. And those are things that as he continues to mature as a player, he'll continue to get better at. And, you know, to add to that, you throw in Blount as well, and he's a guy that you can use as a power back. You can use him on first and second down to run the football downhill. I think that Doug will just try to get a lot of guys involved. He'll throw Darren Sproles in there as well. He'll try to keep the defense off balance and not allow them to understand exactly what's going to come at them during the course of a game. And if he can do that successfully, I think this running back by committee can be very helpful to this team.
It is challenging, though. Running backs want the rock. They say that the more you get the rock, the more in rhythm you become. You've been part of a running back by committee. What are the challenges for Smallwood, for Blount, for Sproles?
Well, you're right, Dave. It's all about getting your rhythm. I think Darren Sproles will be okay because throughout his career, he's been more of a situational type of back, a guy that comes in the third down, a guy that's not going to get touch the ball 20, 25 times a game. So he'll be okay. I think Smallwood, being a younger guy, similar to myself in that situation, where he wasn't a starter when he first came in as a rookie. He didn't get all the carries last year. He definitely played a little bit more towards the end of the season last year. But I think he'll get used to his role just because he hasn't been a every down back in the NFL thus far. And I think the guy that's probably going to need the most adjustment is LeGarrette Blount. He's a guy that is used to getting 15 to 20 carries a game, that's going to carry the load, be in the game throughout the fourth quarter. And he, because of his size, he tires defenses down. And so it's going to take some getting adjusted, getting used to the system, getting used to sharing the load with a couple other backs for him. But over time, I think that if all these guys can show the different things that they can do, this will help this football team continue to be healthy going into week 12, week 13, when it becomes money ball, when you're trying to make a playoff push.
Brian Westbrook, Eagles open at Washington, always a great rivalry. You played in a lot of those games. I want to take you back to one and ask you your memories. 2007, middle of the season, Eagles are down 25-20. Washington scores with 4 minutes, 15 seconds to go, takes a 25-20 lead. You remember what happened after that?
Vaguely. I think we caught a screen pass there. Me and Donovan connected on the screen pass, and I had an awful lot of blockers up front. I had, you know, one great thing that Andy Reid always did, if I'm remembering the correct game, is Andy had athletic offensive linemen that got involved out and leading the way in the screen game. John Runyon, I think at that point, Nick Cole. I had a bunch of guys that were just out there in front of me that led the way, and I made a couple people miss, and we ended up scoring there. And I think we got the ball back rather quickly, and we ended up scoring another touchdown before the end of the game.
You're exactly right. That was a 57-yard touchdown pass with 3 minutes to go. Then Washington fumbles. Their quarterback fumbles at their own 10-yard line. You get the ball, run it in. It was a great come-from-behind win and one of our favorites of the rivalry.
Anytime that we can beat a division rival in their own house,
right.
And it felt even better for me because I'm from the Washington, D.C. area. So for me, it was a homecoming of sorts. And it was great to always stick a touchdown in down there in Washington.
Brian, what is the key? Last question here. The key for the Eagles in this game, they haven't won in Washington since 2013. The Redskins have 5 straight wins in the series. Tough matchup for the Eagles. What do they have to do to win this game?
Well, just because the starters didn't play an awful lot in the preseason for the Eagles, important that they all be disciplined, meaning discipline as far as penalty-wise in the offense, not jumping offside, not doing anything that's going to move them backwards, especially ruining momentum and drive. As far as the defensive side of the ball, not doing anything penalty-wise deep down the field, because Kirk Cousins will take some shots down the field. Not getting those types of penalties and being disciplined with your eyes and your hands as far as defensive backs. And then I think special teams is going to play a big part. Early on in the season, maybe your offense is not clicking the way that you wanted to. Maybe your defense is not clicking exactly the way that you wanted to, especially because you haven't played a lot in the preseason. You need your special teams to win the special teams battle, and that's going to come down to field position. If your offense has to go 80 yards every possession, it's going to be a tough day offensively. But if special teams can cut it down to having your offense only go 50 yards each possession, that makes it much more manageable for a team that offensively hasn't played a lot of downs together, especially in the preseason. And so I think Dave Phipps is one of the better special teams coaches in the league, and his special teams unit needs to show up big in this game to get this team off and rolling in the right direction.
Brian, we will talk about it on Monday on Eagles 360. Thank you very much. Brian Westbrook, the Santander legend of the week.